Barbados is being urged not to waste the current COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking in the Senate, opposition Senator Crystal Drakes has been among those expressing the view that it is an opportunity for the country to do something remarkable and different.
Sir, with tourism expected to lose approximately 80% of its revenues in the coming months, and we are also not sure how long that will continue, we have to find a way to make Barbados competitive in a post-COVID-19 world. And we're seeing very clearly that a lot of that economic activity will have to be digitally driven.
Senator Drake said we have to ensure that the infrastructure is there to take advantage of the digital economy. But she also identified the need for us to get some things right very quickly. And one was food production, where she called for Barbados to have greater ownership of this area. Another critical requirement identified by the senator was water.
Sir, as it relates to the fresh water supply, we are now faced with this pandemic where washing your hands is vitally important. It could be life or death, a situation of life or death. Sir, for far too long we have played and toyed around with getting consistent water supply to many of our rural communities. And what I also want to say in this moment is, with longer droughts projected and predicted by climate scientists, and short, intense rainfall events expected as well, we have to find ways to adapt to these new conditions. Sir, if we are not careful, the lack of water could also cripple this country. And that is a very stark reality that we are going to have to face. Because as outside gets drier, then there's a greater demand for water. If your aquifer levels are lower, there's a lot of salinity coming into the water, the fresh water supply, then that means there's more demand than you have supply for, and you will find yourself in a very serious situation. Sir, and I think that when we look at the provision of water, one of the things that we have to get right as well is trying to reduce the leakage rate. And I know this is something that we've always heard in the discussions around Barbados. But sir, I think what I have not heard is, why do we have these leaks? People complain about the leaks, then we go to fix them, but I have not heard why the leaks occur in the first place. Sir, there's not a lot of conversation about, for instance, the pressure that's in the water system, the pumping, the lack of equipment failure, along with the age of the pipes. All of these things go into why leaks happen. Sir, and if we have a conversation about why are these leaks occurring, I believe we have about a 60% non-revenue water percentage, and that is just unsatisfactory in a country where we are water scarce. In addition to that, we also need, Mr. President, to look at desalination facilities. This is something I know the previous government had on the table, but that is not a proposal that I'm hearing from the government. But I think moving forward, if we are going to seriously look at the lack of water and becoming water secure, desalination facilities have to be part of a comprehensive plan going forward for water supply. And rainwater harvesting, this is something that I've spoken about previously, Mr. President.
Government Senator Rodney Adams said that the administration's early action in reducing the national debt has given us the room to deal with this pandemic.
So the pandemic, yes, it's a disaster globally, but it is a catalyst for bringing to the forefront all the things the government has already stated it needs to do. And it's validation, in fact, in many regards for that. Senator Drakes mentioned the Jobs and Investment Advisory Council earlier. Well, that met for the first time. One of the relief and investment aspects of that, in human capital in particular, is a subcommittee of that advisory council being led by the principal of the University of West Indies, Udine Baratone. They're going to meet this week to work out just what are the training opportunities that can be put in place for all these people who've been laid off. It's going to be very hard in the absence of a tourism bounce back for everybody to have their incomes restored simply through construction or other mitigating sectors. So a lot is being done, and a lot is being done quickly, and it's being done in a very dynamic environment.
Government Senator Rawdon Adams, and this has been SagiCorp's Early Business.